Some farmers say that if you listen to their cornfields closely enough, you might hear more than ears of corn rustling in the wind. You could catch the sound of it growing. There are recordings, like this one, taken by agronomists at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Farmers pray every year for conditions that will make their crops sing like that. Enough moisture, proper sun, no bad weather. In 2020, on top of the year's many problems, a stubborn enemy emerged for farmers across the Great Plains: drought. Dry conditions can hurt a crop's yield by interrupting photosynthesis. Air plus water plus sunlight equals corn. But drought conditions can also go hand in hand with warmer weather. Too little or too much heat at the wrong time can doom a farmer's field. Brian Fuchs, a climatologist at the U.S. National Drought Center, says both can arise in a heartbeat.
For the most part, the timing of that warmth is really key to how not only producers themselves deal with it, but how the plants and the crops that they're trying to grow deal with it.
Corn is especially picky about nighttime temperatures early in its life. If just a few evenings at the start of the growing season are hotter than 50 degrees, that can trigger a cascade of problems, including the plant losing essential carbon and water. Dr. Waleed Sadok, an agronomist at the University of Minnesota, says the effect is similar to getting a bad night's sleep, which can stunt the plant's growth.
When you have that increase in nighttime temperature, the plant does not recover well in the following day. It's kind of dizzy.
Climate change is expected to make drought, heat waves, and warm nighttime temperatures more common in coming decades. And while they don't always go hand in hand, a warmer world could make drought worse in the future.
There is no doubt that frequency of those extreme events is on the rise. We need to make crops more resilient to stresses like drought, high temperature, high nighttime temperature, fast enough to fulfill the need of a growing population.
The search for more resilient plants begins in virtual reality with crop modeling. Sadok uses computer models to test how changing a plant's genes would impact its growth. It's sort of similar to playing a really complicated video game. It's all about trial and error. Plants like corn have about 12,000 more genes than humans, and changing them to make the crop tougher against, say, high heat could make it weaker to something else, like drought.
What we are discovering is that you can improve a variety to be more tolerant in one environment, but it could be really a loser in another environment.
While there's still a lot of work ahead to create enough varieties for farmers to use globally, Sadok says scientists are making good progress. Yet stronger plants alone will not save farmers. Tala Awada, a plant ecophysiologist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says they need a bigger toolkit, including better resource management.
You can go with using sensing technologies to drive management practices, such as when you put your nutrients, when you water, and so all of it is technology-driven and sensing-driven.
The technology is there. Whether it's accessible to farmers is another question. She says that will drive whether more people invest in equipment that reduces their risk.
All these technological advancements and innovations that are driving many of the solutions, but they have to be two things, affordable and manageable.
Farming has always been risky. But to prepare for a changing climate, Awada says scientists will keep developing tools to help farmers counter uncertainty. But those will take time to perfect. And for some solutions, farmers might just have to wait. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.